Welcome to All In Definitely, interviews and insights to empower you to achieve personal and professional success through friendships, relationships, and marriage. Here are your hosts, Anwar and Sianna.
Welcome back for another episode of All In Definitely, and this is a very special episode. How are you doing?
Oh my God, I'm so excited right now. I'm nervous.
Like this is a very special episode because this is the first time we're doing it on Zoom. Because usually we do it in person, and and you know we always meet up. But because you're in law school and because I have several businesses, it's hard to do the whole meetup thing. So we're doing the Zoom thing, and the Zoom comes with the added benefit of video.
Yes.
So this is going to add video to our YouTube channel.
That's amazing.
Are going to be able to see you and see me and hear us talk about the topics. So I think I like this. We're gonna cover the topics in person now. You can be able to see us. So I'm excited about that. Connecting with our audience. It's all about the connection.
Yeah, that's great. I was thinking about that last night. I told you I barely slept. So I woke up like at 3 and I was up for like the next 3 hours. And now it's 8:40. So I slept for like 45 minutes pretty much. But anyways, when I was thinking about life at 3 a.m, I'm like, how cool it is that now people who have been listening to us can put faces, you know, because even like with the pictures that we had, that's not enough, you know, like you see expressions. And I think it gives it's such an added value to the podcast. It's great. Yeah.
And my picture is probably like, you know, best angle, best everything, but I'm going to.
Well,
like,
so is mine. So, you and 20 pounds less.
Yeah, I know. Right. So I like that because the whole point of it is communication and communicating our ideas. And we communicate a lot visually as well. So I'm looking forward to connecting with more people and growing our podcast. And being on other people's podcasts. So that's something else I got to tell you about. Cause I got invited to be on 2 more podcasts. I'll share
that's
that.
Perfect.
Upcoming. Yeah. And, because there's a kind of notion going around, where, you know, it's kind of women against men, and women want this and men want that and this whole red pill, blue pill and this whole crap and what Andrew Tate was talking about and all this stuff. I don't agree with any of it. Well, very little I could possibly agree with, but I wouldn't say any, but the whole notion of it is not, I think goes against what we share and we talk about, which is more our individual journey and not expecting others to serve us. And kind of like joining with other people that, you know, creating a social group that you can flourish with. And the social group that you can flourish with starts with the closest group, which is a spouse. That's the smallest group that we can have. So I'm going to shed a lot of light on that in the coming weeks to kind of bring people back to why we're doing this in the whole first place. So looking forward to it. And I wanted to catch up with you and see how things were going, and had some things I wanted to talk about.
Dale.
So I was listening to this another podcast, and the host asked a question to someone else, and I kind of like thought about it for a while, and I wanted to share this question with you. So I wanted to ask you, see what you think, right? So it says like this is driving you every day. This is why you're getting up in the morning. What's motivating you? Part of your whole motivation. So what's most important? Rate this in order of importance for your human existence: sex, love, power, immortality, or something else. What do you think about that?
Can I add anything else? Else I want?
Whatever else you want, yeah.
Okay. So I would say my first and foremost is peace. I am, maybe because I'm so stressed out and with school, I'm at a point in my life where I truly appreciate peace and people who make me feel peaceful and people who bring peace to my life and being in peace or at peace. You said everybody was at peace.
Yeah,
being at peace. So I would put that one first, love. Second, obviously, health. Third, I think health is more important probably than the other ones. But I think that even if you are at peace, you can take poor health and bad love in a better way.
Yeah.
And lastly, sex.
That's the least important thing. So power has
It's the fourth. It's not that bad. It's okay, top five.
Okay, it's top five. But what about so what about this idea of power?
I don't really care about power. Power to do what?
Like, I don't know.
It's fun. It brings me back to a conversation that we had a while ago when I said, oh, if I do this internship, I can be a judge. And you were like, what would you want to be a judge? And then it made me think, I'm like, yeah, what would I want to be a judge? You know, like, I feel like with that notion of power comes like doing things that you wouldn't normally want to do, or maybe like your inner self does want to do it, but you do not project that to others on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. And I prefer to stay that way.
Yeah. I mean, once you go down the path of the motivation of power, it kind of takes you to this place of it's never ending because it's never enough. It's you start to compare yourself. All of these options, once you start thinking about it, the first thing you start doing is comparing yourself to other people and what is the amount that you should expect. And it kind of takes you down a bad path. And if you start thinking about life as power, not to say that that's not important. It is, you know, power over your own life is, I think, the overall goal, if I was to think about power. But I don't care to have power over other people. I other than the fact that empowering other people, that's more important to me than having say so over, you know, I have people that work for me for years, for over a decade now. I don't even like to be called boss. I always say coworker because I don't want to be anyone's boss. I don't know if it's good or bad. A lot of people will disagree with me. But I think that, you know, we're all as a boss or as a person of influence of others. I think the most important thing is to get the most out of people, to bring them to the highest potential that they can live relative to their abilities. And you know, that the way that I have learned to do that is to let everyone take personal accountability, not blame anyone, and not say that, you know, not blame the boss or not blame the person in power. I know a lot of people are always like that. And they, you know, it comes from like a small sense to like, for example, a lot of people will blame the parents for their life. The parents are the first person to blame, right? It's that authority figure that had them in their life. They should have told me this. They should have teach me something. And they didn't do a good job. They weren't there. Everything is the case. But then it goes to like, you know, everything up to the president or it's always somebody in power that you blame. And so I just use it as a way of, it's not that I seek it. I just think that people should take more accountability for themselves. So, I don't take, anyone with any kind of, let's say you're American and you go to another country, where people are less fortunate. You'll see, real quickly, how much power you have, because you get treated a lot better depending on where you go. And it's something I'm uncomfortable with because I see everyone as individuals and you know, I don't want the special treatment. I want the regular treatment. And so something that I have to think more about. The other thing that I mentioned here is immortality. I mean, how long do you want to live?
Yeah, I have no interest in living forever, I think. Even though we do have a short amount of time, and I actually am also like in my mind like processing that because I'm understanding, I think for the first time in my 30 years, that I'm getting old. Like I can experience that and I feel it. And so I'm like, oh, how am I going to do it? Like next, you know, because before it was just focused on what I was doing now and like, and I should continue to do so. But now I'm also concerned about the future in a way and knowing that we pretty much have 30 to 40 years more to live, and that's it. So we're, in a way, we're in like the 50%. We've lived the 50% of our lives. You know, we can live longer than that, but honestly, it's not as realistic as thinking that we're going to live 60 or 70 years until 60 or 70 years old. But
and then
that's
also,
okay.
But also, how, even when you if you say we're going to live another 40 years, you know, how much in that time are you effective? You know, how much can you affect change? Even if you were to live another 50 years,
exactly.
I mean, can you affect change in your 80s? You know, in your 90s, probably not. Like, you're less influential at that point.
Well, we have a president that's close to 80.
He's doing pretty good. Yeah, he's holding up pretty well. I
worry about the 90s.
No, but I mean, honestly, I mean, he's, you know, whether you agree with him or not agree with him, he's definitely pushing the limits. And I think that cognitively, I've seen him suffering and, you know, something I've been concerned about. But, you know, that aside, it's great to see people push into their high numbers like that. I like to see it. Is that normal? Probably. I haven't seen a lot of people in their older years become influential. Even when you look online and you listen to podcasts, or you look at who's pushing the you know, industries and commerce, it's nobody in their 90s. It's all the younger generation, that as it should be, you know? And so I feel like if you take your life expectancy, and for females, it's like 81, I believe, or 82, something like that. And then if you take males, it's like 78 or 79. Let's just call it 80 as an average.
Yeah.
And you take 15 years off of that, right? As you know, Arvin, my little brother, would always tell me that, you know, it's hard to be. He's been a doctor and he's been in hospitals. He says that, you know, people are less productive in their, you know, it's a point where you get to a point where you're almost bedridden. You know, there's no quality of life increase. When something goes bad, they can only patch you up a little bit. Medicine can only help out a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's just, you just gradually start, you know, not being as the person you was. So if you take 15 years off of that, 10 to 15 years, and you say, okay, 65 to 70. All right. And how close am I to 65 of really making a difference? You find out real quickly, you don't really have that much time.
Nope.
Not like, you know, life is pretty short. So it's tempting to think about immortality. It's tempting to think about it as like, I kind of want to live longer than that. It's not like, it's not fair that by the time I accumulate all this knowledge and all these things I've been thinking about, I can't do anything about it because I'm old. So it's like the only thing that I can do, the only thing I can do is transfer that information to someone younger and hope they can learn. And that's the kind of, that's been the whole rise of humanity is our transfer of information. You know, we don't start over like a wild animal, you know, every time we're born, because we're always starting off better than we were before, you know?
Yeah.
We're not hunting, gathering. We're not, you know, figuring out what kind of like clothing to wear or roof over our head. We have access to food and we're just picking up. So, but it's, you'll never get there. All the good that you do in this life, the only thing you'll do is pass it on to someone else, right?
Yeah.
So
that's what we're doing.
That's what we're doing through the podcast. I mean, before technology, the only way you could do it is through, you know, having
books.
Children.
Well, books.
Well, before that.
Right, books.
Before books, they were just children.
Books. Okay. Yeah true.
And, and then came books and scripture and then, you know, to where we are now, where you can record all of this that we're saying, and hopefully somebody hears it and does something, you know, more with it.
Yeah.
Or prove to be improve the whole concept and say, throw out, married indefinitely and all indefinitely. And here's a new concept. That's fine too.
That's great. Yeah. I hope that happens as well. That's perfect.
So I would think now here's the thing. Now sex is here, right? I think that's something that really drives. I didn't gloss over that on purpose, right? I thought about it because it's something that always everyone thinks about at all times. I get that. I understand. Is it important? It has to be. I mean,
it
honestly,
is.
Any healthy person, it has to be within your you know, within your top five purposes. I mean, but here's the thing. The scale could, I'm going to share my scale, my, what I rank as importance too. Okay. So I'm not, you know, forgetting to add, but, if you, you tend to like think about, the things that we want based what we have based on what we don't have. Right. Okay. So like the first thing you said was peace.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So the first thing I'm thinking is, You're at this place of lack of peace,
uh-huh.
You know, because we want the things that we don't have.
Yeah.
Right. So, like, and then the second thing you said was,
health,
right. Which you have great health, but, you're aware that health is
well,
something...
no, my second was love. Health was third. Yes.
Okay.
Love.
Okay. And that's important to you, but you have love. Right.
I was going to say, okay, yeah. You think I don't have love around? Because yeah. No, you're my bestie.
Yeah, you have love. But I mean, you know, so it's, so the rest of the stuff on the list will be what you know is important to you. But the, what I find is the first thing you mentioned is that what you lack.
Okay.
Right. So it's kind of like, it's just play this with other people, ask them what's their most important things in their life.
Yeah.
And then watch the first thing that they say and then say something else. Right. Cause the first thing they're going to say is what they're lacking at the moment.
Yeah.
And I know that we're born with this great gift of consciousness and spirituality, if you will. And, it's what we do with it. You know, it's kind of like your mind can be the greatest contribution and the greatest gift to humanity, but also can be your greatest source of suffering just within your mind, just within your, you know, what you think. And you're very ambitious, right? We had many conversations and, you know, you definitely want your private jet. That's something you always said, right?
Right.
That ambition is great. It's great to have ambition, but also, I mean, imagine, and I know part of that is, I know what you mean by that. Part of that is you want the freedom to own a jet. If you want a jet, you want a freedom to do life on your own terms. I get that, right?
Yeah.
You come from a place where, in Cuba, where there's not, we talked about this, there's not a lot of options and the kind of, things that you can do there. It's very limited to where you can do here, the life you can live.
Yeah.
So I get that.
Well, and also like, I think that knowing you or meeting you spoiled me because I see your lifestyle and I've always told you this, like, I don't admire people who have a lot of money and like, I don't know, can't even buy a jet and a yacht and uh-huh. whatever. No, like I admire people who have freedom and you do. So that's something that I do look forward to in the future. Like when I'm making my plans, my life plans, what type of law I would like to practice, how would I want my practice to be and all that. Like I am thinking that I would definitely take less money as long as I can have freedom, you know, and that's, I learned that by looking at you and your lifestyle, you know, and it's definitely important. And in regards to the peace, I don't know if it's that I don't have it, but sometimes I do feel like maybe most of the time I don't because I am all stressed out. But when I find it, it's like, oof, so good.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that feeling of like relaxation and honestly appreciation because it's like when I go to sleep every night, I'm at peace and I'm like, thank you to whatever it is that it's given me this life right now. And it's allowing me to experience everything that I'm experiencing right now. So I've found that feeling to be so great and mm-hmm. I am enjoying it so much and appreciating it so much. So I think that's why, like before I wouldn't appreciate peace as much. Like I wouldn't think it was as important. I remember my grandma, she was very religious and she would always tell me, when you pray, ask for peace. And I'll be like, why? Like, why would I need to ask for mm-hmm. peace? You know, I would ask, I don't know, for family, for health or money or whatever, but peace.
Yeah.
And now I do understand that, you know, like it's as important as health and love in my life. It might not be for you, but like when you are at peace, you understand everything that lacks in your life that you don't have. You understand things that will happen eventually. You understand why things didn't happen the way you wanted to. So that's good. It's a good feeling. So that's, I don't know if it's that I don't have it at all, but I do put it first. I do think it's the most important thing.
But do you think, but do you think that it's peace in your own mind? Or, cause obviously, I mean, it's not like peace around you. It's not like there's war going on outside your doors.
Yeah, obviously. No.
So where does the conflict, where is it?
It's in my mind. It's right. Find that peacefulness within.
Right.
And it gives you, maybe it's not peace, the word I'm looking for, but it gives you that, state where you
contentment? Is it like a content feeling or
it? I don't understand. I don't know, but it just makes you understand and accept what comes to you in a nice way, in a relaxed way. And I'll figure it out. You know, whatever it is, it's negative, I'll figure it out. It's positive, I'll figure it out. It's like your book, which I don't know how to say because it's so hard for me to say it, but you can say it. But everything is
figureoutable. Yeah. Yes. That was a book I read. That was a great book.
So I don't know. So that I relate to peace. So come on, tell me yours.
So the first thing I have is the issue is like, so when I look at these, what's important for my human existence, the first thing I say is the transfer of information. Like the realization that I'm not going to live forever. And there's a lot of concepts and information, tools, things that I've learned that I'd love to pass on to other people, but in more ways, not just relationship wise in business. I talked about even taking on an intern, not that I need an intern so much, but I think that, you know, the whole concept of how education works is, you know, there's, they start going to college and they don't take things on the right way. They don't change things. And I think they're going to be more lost than ever. And not to say that I've found the light, but I think I've done pretty good to be able to help others join, you know, look down a different path and possibly do some important things, especially with what I'm interested in. So, taking on interns is something that I am going to do. And, giving more responsibility, growing my team is going to be another part of it. And all of it is with that gear of passing on information, also acquiring information too. So that's something that I'm never going to stop. And I put that above everything else.
I think it's important. I'm sorry I interrupted you because, you know, I am acting as an intern right now for a law office, and I've realized how important that is. And I think that even like high schoolers, middle schoolers should do that. And if they do it with somebody like you, it would be even better because you will teach them things that they won't learn in school. I don't know why they don't teach that in school, but they won't. And it's so important. Like I said, just the fact that when you see your lifestyle and you see that you're not like a billionaire, but you have freedom. And what do you want? It's like we talk so many times. So you want the jet, the Rolls Royce and the house in Star Island, or you want freedom over that? You know, I mean, you can't have both, but you will go through a process where you won't have any freedom. So what do you want? You know, and that's so important. And I think that's a great idea. And it's also a way for you to, for immortality in a way.
Well, I think a lot about that because I do have, like you mentioned, I do have a lot of free time that I can come up with new concepts and, think about what I want to do next. And I'm not a multi-millionaire, but I've set my life up in a sense that I have the ideas to work. I have the time and energy to work on the things that I feel most important. But that's also something that becomes problematic because to have no options is a problem. But to have too many options is also a problem. You know, you have to think about like, what is it that you want to do? And it, and, you know, if you ever have time to think about life, you probably have too much time, right? Yes. I mean, mm-hmm. Going back, you know, if you're hunting, gathering, you know, you don't have time to wonder about life and yeah. philosophies and things. But when you're have all those needs met, and you have a lot of time, and you'll experience this soon. You don't have a lot of time right now, but you're going to have a lot of time to think about this. And time to think is a dangerous thing. So it can help you, it can hurt you. So
yeah, I know.
I just hope that, you know, good things come with it.
Well, I think that with freedom has to come also the intelligence to know what to do with that freedom. You know, because yeah. I think that, yeah, like you said, it could be scary and it could be dangerous, but if you know what to do with it, which you do, and honestly, I don't even think that you have that much of free time, like you were saying, like you have freedom to do whatever you want. Yes, you have options. Yes, but you always are doing something, you know, so right. It's not that much of free time, But yeah, I mean, it's also good. Somebody has to think about life.
Yeah, well, that's why I am like, for example, the reason why I started doing this whole process and we started working together of all indefinitely and looking at relationships differently and marriage differently, divorce differently, is because I was going through that. And when I went through that, I had all this time to think about it. And I'm like, you know, there's got to be a better way. There's got to be a different voice, a different message that tells you that everything is okay and that, you know,
yeah,
you can be all right. I was going to talk about something, you know, but a lot of people will say when my relationship ended, a lot of people will say, go and fight for it and go and be in it and all these things. And that's fine. Like that's fine to hear that message. But you know, the funny thing is that they don't realize people saying fight for your relationship could mean that they don't know your situation. In exactly. my case, it wasn't suffering, but imagine if they would have been telling me these things but being in the situation is part of my suffering and is hurting.
Yes. Yeah.
So you're telling someone go fight for your marriage is also saying go suffer more, go stay in that whole hellacious situation that has no way out and no good can come from. So thinking about that, I, you know, coming up with this and talking about these topics and marriage not being forever, but also life is not being forever, like we're talking about right now.
Exactly. You know,
we realize real quickly that there's a short time that we have left. And if we have a short time, what more do we want to do? What more, and what are we doing now? That's going to, once you realize what more you want to do, the next question is, well, what am I doing now that's going to help me towards what I want to do?
Well, and also like to choose wisely who you have in your life, because otherwise you're wasting time, basically.
That is the most important thing that I tell people. I mean, I feel on a daily basis, the most important thing is like, just look at the people around you. If you're around people that will encourage you to do more things, it still has to come from you, but the influence rubs off, the opportunities rub off, the will is there. So I always tell people, just look at your surrounding and look at my surrounding. And you'll realize real quickly the people that you want, and you have to meet more people, because meeting more people in your that you can flourish with is very important. It's the most important thing, from the marriage right up to your social group and keep going from there.
Yeah. But especially the marriage, because if you think about it, it's the person whom you spend more time with. And, you know, like it's most of your life, let's say in the 3 years that you're with that person, you know, like you spend that with them. Mm-hmm. And if you have ideas, like I'm thinking now all the time that I walk out of school with a new idea and I call you, hey, what do you think about this? You know, like if you do that with a spouse and the spouse is like, you know, I don't really have time for this, or, you know, like whatever the case might be, oh, I don't think it's a good idea. Mm-hmm. That idea goes in the trash, and it could have been a great idea, you know?
Right.
So you got to be careful with that.
Yeah. Partnering with the right person is very important.
Yeah.
So I have a wedding to go to this weekend.
So. Oh, I thought you were going to say now.
No. Like, this weekend. Saturday, I have a wedding to go to, and I absolutely love weddings.
Oh my God. Did they ask you to talk?
No, they know better than
good.
That.
Good.
I did talk at a wedding before, and it people did not like what I had to say. It was horrible. I see you guys looking into each other's eyes and at this beautiful wedding, and I just want you to know that this is the height of your love, and that after now it's downhill.
My God.
So enjoy the moment.
Oh my God.
that was a very I should probably shouldn't have said that.
No,
I had too many champagnes prior to. But
oh my God, no to self.
Yeah. It's better I don't say anything. I'm going to show fashionably late.
And you're wondering, you will drink water.
I will do my best to drink water.
At least stay away from the mic.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry. Don't worry. I'm going with Shayla. She's not going to allow me to speak on the mic.
Perfect.
Yeah. And so,
that's good.
It's a beautiful couple, and you know, I wish them all the best, and that does not mean married forever, but all the best. That's what I wish of them, and I'm sure great will come. So I hope to have good stories to talk about the next week episode.
Yeah, I'm learning, because I'm kind of like you, and I'm always talking to people when I shouldn't. I've learned to respect when people think that it will be forever, even though I know it won't.
Mm-hmm.
I'm learning to just like, okay, live your fantasy, enjoy it. Oh my God. You know?
Yeah.
And it's not like fake. It's true. Like, I genuinely feel that they should live their fantasy to the fullest. And I really hope that they are happy forever, even though I know it they won't, but I'm not going to be the one telling them. I'll tell it in the podcast if they want to listen. Yeah. Okay. Then you know how I feel. But like, not like you, that you go and tell everybody everywhere, hey, you know, you should know that it is not going to be forever.
If you have that fantasy and you meet me, I will tell you what I think. I will not be shy. I will tell you, listen, you're not going to likely not going to last forever. And I will start, coaching your marriage right away.
That's so true.
But having said that, I do love love. I do love marriage. I think it's the best thing in the world to do. So it's not like I'm against it. Like I have to always make that clear. I love the people that are married, and I love people that are in relationships. To me, it's so much better than living life by yourself in so many ways. So, I mean, you get to enjoy life with someone. You get to have great experiences. And those are the things that I look at. I probably should not if I had to work on one thing, it would be that I would have to stop worrying about how quick it's going to end. Like, I'm looking for an end. I'm like, is this it? Like, I'm looking for that. That's probably not the way I should view things. But
true.
But that's the difficult thing. Is if I had the assumption that it was going to last forever, then I would, you know, I would hold back on a lot of things that I'm thinking and a lot of things that I'm doing. So I don't know. I'm a little worried about that, but.
Well, that's why I learned to say, I'm not against marriage. That's amazing. I'm against the license. And then try to find an alternative to my comment in regards to marriage. Like, you just don't have to get married with the license forever, or like make it troublesome if you want to, you know, get a divorce.
Yeah.
So that's what I say, you know, that's the most I will say. I'm not going to be like you, like, oh, happy next 3 years and then it'll be over. I don't do that.
No.
Anymore. Because when I did, I almost
caused
the third world war.
And by the way, I'm not always right on my predictions. I had a couple. I was like, I was talking to this, I was wanting to date this woman. She was great.
Oh my God.
And then she found somebody else on Tinder. And I told her, listen, it's okay. It's all good. You know, because I don't think he's going to be here a year from now. Right. And, you know, I'll just wait a little bit. I wish you all the best. Just learn what you got to learn. And then we'll pick up later on. Right. They're on their second child. They've been married for years. They have a house together. There's no hope there anymore.
Maybe that's what you should do.
Yeah.
To make people last forever. You should tell them you last 6 months.
Wish that. Yeah. No. You know, that's not like, I want people to, I don't know. Like it's so good to have a good marriage. I really do want the best. I really do. So I don't want to be that negative person anymore. All I want to be is the person that says, hey, listen, don't think it's going to last forever. I'd rather you.
But that's not negative.
Stay together forever.
That's a good thing.
Right. I'd rather people stay together forever and not assume that this person's going to have to be here for me and end up being there forever rather than assuming that it's going to last forever and then it not. It's just so traumatic. And that's what started this whole process is the reduction or ending of human suffering by relationships, because that's where most of your human suffering comes from. So if I can reduce that, and we'll talk about, cause you were married before and I was married before. We could talk about, like, you know, where does that stand now in our life? Like the previous person, you do remember them. You do know them. It's distant. It seems far more distant for me than ever. You know, I don't even remember a lot. If I think about it, I'll have some memories there, but as far as the relevance in my life today, probably there were some benefits that my ex-wife did that are still prevalent today. Maybe not. But it's up to us to glean from it the good and let the rest pass by and continue on. So
we'll leave that for the next episode.
Yeah, we'll leave that for another episode. But let me answer this so we can conclude this. But I do think that the passing of information is the most important thing of my life. I'll choose love second. Sex third. And then I'll end with immortality and then power as the last.
And you don't have, okay, so you're only other, so you don't care about health or anything else. As long as you have sex, you have good health.
Yeah, well, I mean, I do think about health, and health is the most important thing in the world, right? It really is, because it's how we're able to do things, right? But I think it's too unhealthy to live too healthy.
Okay.
I mean, if you think about it for a second, right? If you think about it for a second, like think about all of the people in the past that were influential in time, and go to any name or number of people that spent a lot of significant time changing the world, right? They weren't health fanatics. None of them were, right? Maybe they were a little bit good, but, and I do believe in trying to always be, bring health as important, because it is important. I just think that when health becomes your mission, you forget the other things that you're supposed to be here for.
Yeah. Well, that's why you put it somewhere in between, but not at the beginning, not the first one, not the very first one.
Right. Right. So, So, I mean, I would put health before the last two, immortality and power. But definitely
after sex.
After sex. Yeah. I mean, think about it. You're going to be healthy. I mean, obviously you want to be healthy enough, right?
Exactly.
But think about it. Like you're going to I don't know.
This is the first time this happens to me. I've always been healthy, but since I decided to want sex before health, this started happening to me.
I don't know. Like in conversation,
it's, I'm not going to define this.
It's conversation that's more that it more it's more important. I'll put health as the most, like, probably the most important thing in conversation. But in in acting in life, if I had to wake up in the morning and say, okay, this is my health routine. I'm going to wake up in the morning. I'm going to drink water. I'm going to work out. I'll have like a good healthy meals. I'll count my macros. I'll do a yoga and a meditation, all these things. And I'll go forward with that. And I see people that are very, very healthy, quote unquote, that they don't have time for anything else. Like their fitness schedule, I'll show you some of them on Instagram. like their fit, and I know personally, right? their workout schedule and their health fanatic. I'm not saying it's not important to be healthy, so please don't take it the wrong way. It's the very most important. But if that becomes your mission, you don't
everything
have time
with
to do
balance,
the other
thing. Even being healthy.
Like you don't need to be super crazy. You don't need to do 1,000 burpees to get the benefits of health. There's only healthy enough. Yeah. And then there's what else are you going to do with the time? You look at people like Elon Musk or you know, Jeff Bezos, who looks great for his age, by the way. And they're at a different point right now. But as their climb, as their goal, you know, look at Elon Musk, and he's still pushing hard, right? I don't know if he has a whole health workout. I don't think he does. Like this whole
routine
and stuff
does,
like that.
No,
he doesn't.
I don't think
things.
So. I mean, Bezos, I do think.
He stepped down from where he was. Yeah. And now he's just, you know, focused on taking his injections and doing his workout, but he's at a different place right now. But during the climb, during the difference making time period, it's like you're putting in 15 hours, like what you're doing right now and all the things. It's very difficult. So, So you just want to be healthy enough, and then you want to do a lot of cool things with your life. And like, by the way, I'm starting on Monday. I have a trainer.
Oh my God.
Like I don't get therapy. I don't have a personal trainer. I don't do things like that. Like this is not common for me. And I know a lot of people say I need therapy. We'll save that for another episode. But I don't do any of that. Like I got a trainer, nutritionist, is for personal accountability. So I can be accountable. Because I could always say I have more important things to focus on. So that's why I want to just make that as something that I am prioritizing first. So I want to make that something good. So so I think that's it. I think we're hit our time limit on this.
That was a great episode.
Yeah. Guys, if you're listening, please give a shout out to our sponsor, careerhighschool.com. Let me give a shout out to our sponsor. Visit that if you want to get your high school diploma or career training certificate. And we'll see you on the next episode.
I was going to say their phone number. You didn't say.
Oh, we don't have to worry. We got the website.
Okay.
Check it in the notes. And and look forward to us being on YouTube. See you.
Bye.
Okay.
You've been listening to All Indefinitely. Help us spread the word by subscribing and sharing the show.